What's going on, everybody? This is John O'Connor of Behind the Barricade. I am with
Daniel Tao
and
Michael Douglas.
Wow, Michael Douglas. Nice of you to join us.
Also known as Jimmy James.
Why isn't your hair gray?
Well, don't you have throat cancer?
Well, the doctors...
And you don't smoke. How would you get throat cancer?
Well, you know the real reason. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Anyway, guys, back to the show.
Wow, this podcast was derailed already.
All right, we're going to cut that segment.
No, we're not.
That was magic. By the way, Dan just got a text.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who is it from, Daniel?
I'll give you no clue. One guess.
And one guess only?
All right. We're derailing way too much.
All right, off to the news. Last week, we did not record a podcast, and if we were to, we would have reported that the Ghost Inside has been in a terrible bus accident. Their bus went head-on in El Paso, Texas, with a tractor trailer. Both members in the tractor trailer have passed away, and three of the members of the Ghost Inside have been airlifted to a local hospital.
So you're telling me that the people in the tractor trailer died, but not in the tour bus?
That is correct.
That's crazy.
Actually, wait a second.
It would be the other way around.
I'm sorry. The driver of the tour bus is dead.
All right.
He's not affiliated with the band. He just drives a tour bus.
Wow.
So the other member that's dead, that was the persons in the tractor trailer?
Yeah, there was two people in the tractor trailer. You saw the picture, right?
No, three people.
Yeah, so three people are deceased as of this moment.
So the tour bus driver and the two in the tractor trailer
are
deceased. All right.
Yes. And three members of the Ghost Inside had to be airlifted into a hospital nearby, and that was the lead singer, one of the guitarists, and the drummer.
Do we have any update on them as of now?
Actually, they look like they're
going to pull through, or are they dying? Or
No, they are going to pull through, according to bass player Jim Riley, mm-hmm. said that everyone's condition is improving. And here's the latest post from him. The last 48 hours has seen everyone's condition improve. We are surrounded by lots of loved ones, and the vibe today is very positive. Asking again that you can keep sending good juju our way and keep the families of the two drivers that lost their life in your thoughts. It'll be more than a few days before we share any individual details. If you've seen any pictures that are floating around, you know the serious nature of the situation and hope you understand the need for a little privacy and discretion. The doctors here are phenomenal, and we are in the most capable of hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and support. Life swings hard, but we are swinging harder.
Is that a plug at one of their songs?
Actually, no, not at all.
Keep Swinging, you know that song?
Keep Swinging? Oh. I don't think it's a direct plug, but mm-hmm. here's one of the pictures. We'll have that up on our Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Screw that up.
Shit.
There's a worse one where it looks like the tractor trailer was not even there. It looked like a pile of rubble.
So what happened? Did they just like doze off?
That still is unknown.
Wow. And they might not ever know because both of the drivers
are dead. Yeah. If someone was in the passenger, maybe they saw it, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
To be told. But it's horrible. It's tragic.
It's a little rough, but they do have a one of those crowdfunding... Well,
GoFundMe?
I think they're on a GoFundMe, mm-hmm. and they've been doing really good. They received, I think, up to $130,000 as of right now.
Yeah, people should definitely keep donating.
Definitely do. If you like the band or if not, you know, these are fellow musicians that are in help, or they need your help. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully they're the best. Hopefully they get out of this okay, and hope it for the best here at Behind the Barricade for them. And onto a lighter subject, here's Jimmy James.
Right now, I got a band that I'm going over called The Schwam, and they're a bunch of great guys. They're out of New Jersey. I wish I knew what town, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, these guys have a CD that they just released called Outrun the Sun, and it's amazing. It's 12 songs. It's a full CD. They work their butts off to put this out. They throw a great live performance headed by Brandon, who is on lead vocals and lead guitar. But also in the band is Jason, John, Mike, and Brian. They got everything in the band from trumpet, saxophone to, you know, drums, bass, regular two guitars. So if you get a chance, check them out. They're all over the web. And one other thing I wanted to say about them is we just did a show with them recently, and they are genuine good guys. So it's always good to know that not only do you like the music? But yet the people behind the music are great guys too.
Your band Stereo Joe played a show with them?
Yes, Stereo Joe. Thank you. Yep, we just played the show with them.
Jimmy's not good with plugs.
You know, I'm always plugging something.
So did you say what genre they are?
I'm sorry. Well, they're all over the map. They literally play everything. You know, they play flashback songs because they have the trumpet and the saxophone. They have the ability to cover so many different genres. But they're just a great band. There's pretty much a bar in New Jersey that they haven't played. They've been a band hustling it hard for years and years and years. Play all the time. They just did a little bit mini tour. They were in Atlantic City, Philadelphia, and now they're back here in New Jersey. But do you guys know something about that?
Atlantic City, yeah, we played there in Too Far Lost.
Absolutely.
Twice, actually.
Yes, Le Grand Fromage.
You know what's interesting? When I was listening to you guys play that back, I heard a little bit of Offspring in one song, and I heard a little bit of country. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, they are literally all over the map. They play so many different styles, so many different covers. These guys are really just one of the hardest working bands. So great job, guys, and keep rocking.
All right. Do you have their Facebook, Twitter information you'd like to plug real quick?
Well, just go to Facebook and type in The Schwam, S-C-H-W-A-M.
I'm sure they're on Twitter and YouTube. They're
all over the place. Instagram.
Yeah, I'm sure if you just Google the band name, they'll pop up.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So we have some more new stories for your enjoyment. Thrice is back, and they're coming out with a new album in 2016, their first one in 5 years. Oh, it looks like Daniel's a fan.
Not really. I just know a lot of people are into Thrice, so that's probably a popular subject.
Well, do you know any Thrice songs?
Oh, definitely.
Like?
I don't know the names.
You know that one where they play the guitar fast and they have the drums?
Once, twice.
Three times.
Three times.
Thrice.
Duh. Oh, wow. Why did I go Tom Jones there? Was
Deadbolt.
That Tom Jones?
Deadbolt, there you go.
Yeah, Deadbolt, yeah.
And then the one from Madden, the Madden soundtrack. One of the games that had a Thrice song on there. It was a popular one.
Image of the Invisible?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of good songs, but it's their first album since 2011. I think the last one was called Major Minor, I want to say. They just teased everyone with a picture of a studio and says, Thrice, new album, -2016. Mm-hmm. So we could be on the lookout for that. I myself am excited. I wish other bands in that genre would come back, like Thursday. I'm a huge Thursday fan. You listen to Thursday at all?
Nope.
Even though today's Wednesday.
See,
I did tomorrow's Jim James
Thursday
joke there.
Is Thanksgiving. Yes.
I know a guy that works with a guy that was in Thursday. And my buddy said to him, he's like, why are you working here? And he said to him, honestly, because there just wasn't enough money when they were playing in the band.
What's your buddy do?
He's in, like, sales, you know.
Okay, so it might have been Jeff Rickley, the lead singer.
I'm not sure who it was. He didn't mention who. But, you know, he came to the realization that how hard it is to make it in this industry. Mm-hmm. Here's a band, Thursday, that was working hard and doing really well, and still.
They weren't really a popular band, though. I mean,
they were up there.
No, they were up there, but they weren't along the lines of Breaking Benjamin and Disturbed and 3 Days Grace. You know, like, people like me would have heard of them if they were a part of that mainstream, like, line of bands.
That are making enough money. If I've heard of them, you know.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that those mainstream bands are the ones that are making enough money where
Absolutely.
They can afford to do it, you know?
Well, those are the ones buying limos and that kind of shit, but these guys still, like...
And for instance, Thursday would play at Montclair. You wouldn't really catch a bands like that I just mentioned playing at a show like that. Like at Ramapo or, you know,
to play at Ramapo.
Well, I mean, the thing about that was I've seen Yellow Card at Ramapo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, didn't you just go to a concert just the other night?
I did. Who did.
Who'd you see?
Who? I saw a band called Danger Kids.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. No, they're not affiliated with Juggalos or ICP or anything. No, they're a...
But they are dangerous.
No, they're actually pretty good guys and girl.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Wait, they have a chick in the band?
Yeah, Trick Drummer.
Oh, really? Yep. Wow, yeah. I got competition now.
Oh, no, there's no competition. She blows you out of the water.
All right.
Yeah, Katie is incredible.
Dan, you apparently suck. I thought you were pretty good, but...
But, I mean, the cool part about Danger Kids is I've known them since, I think, 2013, and I've been friends with their lead singer, Andy, who coincidentally... helped promote a little video that Daniel took of our band and another somewhat famous band.
Oh, God, we don't need to talk about
that
again.
No, we don't need to talk about that, but that was Danger Kids doing, and thank you for making us famous for one day. Hey, we were on Alternative Press. How many other bands could say that?
Yeah, that's true. But we had like a little tiny...
Does not matter. Our name...
Just our name was in the article.
Our name,
that's about
Too
it.
Far Lost, was on Alternative Press. We were on the PRP. We were... I think that was about it. No, we were on a whole bunch of other little smaller news stories, but...
Well, we did get into a verbal fight on Facebook with Trap, so I guess that counts.
Well, there you go. You
members
just...
of Trap, too.
Oh, God.
They were awesome. Not.
Oh. I was about to say, I was a Trapped fan.
Were you?
Kind of was a Trapped fan until I
They were
the
little hedgerow.
Not the whole band, but the lead singer and one of the other members.
Yeah, it was the lead singer and the guitar player.
Yeah. Other than that, it seemed like the other members were just there to do their business, and that's it.
Which was the worst part. I don't want to go into major details, but they were total dicks to us. The funniest part was the lead singer has been, obviously, the lead singer throughout the entire history. The guitar player just joined the band last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the drummer's not one of the, you know, older members
originals.
Either. Yeah, he left.
The bass player's, I think, also an original.
Mm-hmm.
But he's quiet and reserved.
Yeah.
Most musicians are real cool. Yeah, the guys from Fishbone, they were, like, so nice. Took pictures with my mom. Like, hey, Mom, are you doing?
And it was difficult to get the lead singer of Trap to take a picture with someone's mom.
Yeah, that's bull.
Yeah.
But I mean,
whatever.
Look, you know, I've met multiple bands. I'm actually more than multiple bands, quite a few number of bands. Only one other band member did not like me.
Hmm.
And that was Ace Enders of the Early November.
Never heard of them.
They're a great band. They were like an emo band back in the day. But I don't know what it was, but he just had that vibe like, I don't like you. There's really no reason, but I just do not like you. So Ace Enders, I'm sorry you didn't like me. I still like your music. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't know you guys or never heard of you.
Maybe when we get them on the podcast, they'll change their mind.
I bet you they apologize to John.
Honestly, I don't even think he'd remember it.
Probably not.
No.
He'd be like, who are you?
And to be honest with you, I'm not even a fanboy. Like, I can understand if someone's like, oh my god, Ace Enders, you're the coolest person ever. Holy shit, it's you. Oh my god, oh wait. I wasn't even like that. I was like, hey, Ace, what's going on? And I started talking a little bit, and then he just got like a weird vibe from me, which wasn't sexual at all.
I get that weird vibe too, John.
Oh god.
That's a different vibe.
So speaking of bands that you've met, has there been any that you, obviously we talk about Trapped and, you know, not having a good experience, but
nope.
I mean, two of mine was definitely Adam D and Killswitch. And Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm, especially RJ, awesome people. And so if you like Hailstorm and you like Killswitch, awesome.
Buy their stuff.
Totally.
I think I saw Adam D once in a...
I met him twice.
Oh, good for you. I think I've seen him. I've never met him. Adam, if you're somehow listening to this, I think it was at a street fair in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Guy looked exactly like to the T of Adam D.
Do you have the hat sideways? Pointed up in the air?
Unfortunately, no.
No,
no, but he had the sideburns down. He had, like, the weird crew cut-ish haircut that he had.
You, James,
I'm trying to think who I met.
Anybody?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I definitely...
Have you met Metallica yet?
Yeah, no. No, but I've definitely met some people. I just can't remember. You guys put me on the spot. I don't know what we were talking about.
Well, you were
about.
Pretty chummy with Don Jameson. I know he's
not. Oh, yeah, he was a
musician.
Great guy. He was a real nice guy. Going to be seeing him soon, doing a show with him coming up. Going to be at Dingbats, opening for Hookers and Blow. Pretty freaking excited.
Nice band name.
Well, they feature members of Guns N' Roses, more specifically Dizzy Reed, and who else?
John Kelly, who's in, I believe, shoot. I don't know who's in what. Let me think. Damn it. We're editing this shit out. No. I got it on my phone, but there's guys from Quiet Riot, from Wasp, Typo Negative, and Guns N' Roses, of course, Dizzy Reed. He was the piano player, keyboard player. He's on User Illusions 1 and 2, toured the world with Guns N' Roses. I'm so excited. I hope he's a great guy, so I'm looking forward to that.
Tickets on sale now. Just go to our Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade, if you'd like a ticket to the show, and we'll send it out. Obviously, you have to pay for it, but...
You'll get it on a discounted price, and you'll get to talk to one of the amazing guys in Behind the Barricade.
Yes, and then watch him blow you off. Just kidding.
But, obviously talking about...
So anyway, speaking of famous musicians, I'm going to turn the table on to Dan. And it's actually a music review that he did of the Foo Fighters. Dan, take it away.
All right, so the Foo Fighters' brand new EP, it was released on November 23rd, 2015.
Just
so
came out.
Very recent, yep.
Good for you.
It is it is called Saint Cecilia. Nobody, you guys didn't listen to it at all?
No, but there was a Saint Cecilia school where I grew up, really? So I connect with it already.
There's one in my town, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh?
Well, apparently she was a very popular saint.
She got around, apparently.
So anyway, this EP consists of only five songs. I would say it has a modern, if this makes sense, a modern classic rock feel. So I guess, yeah.
So like arena rock type.
Yeah, so kind of, obviously it's a band that I would kind of compare it to Three Doors Down, where they kind of started out with that like post-grunge sound, like a Nirvana, and then they just went into like a more radio-friendly, like modern classic rock.
Yep. I know exactly what you mean.
They kind of still stay along the same lines, but it's more like classic, feeling.
It's like the same thing with Shinedown, what they're doing. Like they have like the hard songs, and then they have like the most radio popular songs, like Second Chance, If You Only Knew.
Yeah, the only bad thing about the album is they kind of don't have. You can tell in one or two of the songs that it's still Foo Fighters, but it's not the same as, Foo Fighters from back in the day. But I really like the songs. I like that the two songs, Sean and Save Your Breath, they're more upbeat. Mm-hmm. So the first and the last, they're kind of like medium tempoed, and the two in the, in the middle have like a, more upbeat feel to it. I don't really like the vocals and the vocal production in Save Your Breath, though. I don't know. I kind of feel with the effect that they have on it that it just doesn't sound good. It's not clean, or it doesn't have. It's not high quality. Like they put some kind of effect that made it sound almost worse in production quality.
And do you think it was rushed?
I mean, it's an EP, so it most likely was just to to get it out there.
And was it mostly Dave vocals, or was some Taylor on there?
No, it was mostly Dave.
Mostly Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, they just added that kind of. It just had kind of like a weird sound to it. It was on purpose, but and then obviously there's the one song, it's called Iron Rooster. It's more of like a like a rock ballad. Don't really like that song. Don't really feel like it has much substance to it.
I already don't like the name.
it just has too much open space, and it feels like more of like a filler song.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, we're just gonna play a couple of chords, do a verse, a chorus. It's not really like, doesn't have a lot of emotional feeling to it. My favorite songs are Sean and The Never Ending Sigh. The Never Ending Sigh is definitely the best song on the album. It has very good guitar writing, and I love the guitar riffs.
Is that the closer?
Yeah, closer.
Yeah,
love
that's
that.
Why I
very
keep hearing.
Very catchy chorus. Saint Cecilia has the title track and the first track on the album. It's kind of catchy. Kind of has just the overall feel of the album. I didn't really like it too much. It was like about a 6 out of 10.
All right.
Then again, it is an EP. So like most EPs, you might find one or two songs that are good and the rest are not so decent,
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to know what you think. If you agree with Dan, sound off on it. Go to our Twitter account. Let us know what you think.
That's at Behind the Cade, CADE.
And if you disagree and you want to tell them off, or if you agree, whatever it is, make sure you contact us.
And I would just, notate one thing. I'm more of a hard rocker and a metalhead, so I'm kind of looking at this from a different point of view. So if you don't agree, maybe you have a different style of music, and you could offer your, use your taste in music to compare with mine.
All right. Question for you. How deep do you go with the Foo Fighters?
Basically, I'm kind of like one of those average listeners that knows most of their hits.
Okay, so did you listen to their previous work, Sonic Highways, or before that, Wasting Light?
Listened to Sonic Highways. I love Outside, and I love the first song.
So is it comparable?
I would say it's comparable to the same Sonic Highways in the fact that they kind of have that like classic rock, modern classic rock feel to it, so that you could tell that the band's shifting in like a more simple, not as heavy, not aggressive direction.
Well, speaking of sexy, and actually this is just a terrible segue. So the band Vanna, which none of you are familiar with.
Nope.
They're a melodic hardcore band based out of Boston, Massachusetts. They're being sued for a guitar mishap during a show. And believe it or not, TMZ picked this up. So it's a little crazy when TMZ picks something up.
Very important, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, it's usually just some random stupid, you know.
What's Khloe Kardashian doing? I don't know. Tune in to TMZ Live with Harvey Levin. Shut up.
It was a lot more interesting when it was Paris Hilton. Because she was pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking Paris Hilton or Perez Hilton?
Paris Hilton. When they were covering her those years, those legs. I mean, those times, those were good.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they cover other hot, famous people nowadays.
So you're into Paris Hilton?
Not really, but I mean, she is a babe. I mean, she's got long legs, and she was all over the, you know, the tabloids at that point.
All over what? Your computer?
Someone saw the sex tape.
He downloaded it, has it saved in a floppy disk.
I own that shit.
Saved on a floppy disk. Oh, God. Back to Vanna and not Vanna White, because I needed to make that clarification.
Speaking of which,
oh.
I'd frequent that myself back in the day.
Vanna White? And frequent what? Gotta put you on the spot, Jimmy.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about Wheel of Fortune. I read an article once where Pat and Vanna, they would record about 5 or 6 episodes a day.
I know where you're going with this.
And they would go out to lunch and get sauced. And then they would go back and record 2 or 3 episodes totally drunk. What a job. How long have they been doing Wheel of Fortune? How much money do they get paid to do Jack? I mean, yeah, exactly.
As long as you could read a letter, you basically have 3/4 of the whole game show.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Do you have any E's? Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, we have 2 E's.
So my whole goal in life is to become the host of that show once he retires.
Fun story. Who else was a host of Wheel of Fortune?
I didn't know there was anybody else.
Chuck Woolery.
Really?
Chuck Woolery did it, I believe, before Pat Sajak.
Wow. I didn't know there was Wheel of Fortune before Pat Sajak. I just can't even envision it.
Chuck Woolery, the man of Love Connection, Creed, all those other great shows.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm sure our listeners are still wondering what this article is about.
According to TMZ, a fan of Boston, Massachusetts outfit Vanna is suing the band for unspecified damages after being injured during a 2013 show at the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. Okay. Among the... Thanks. Among the injuries allegedly suffered by one Eric Quiros, Q-U-I-R-O-S, was a nose puncture caused by a guitar string.
So I guess it broke and...
It just flew out? Well, here is this is the story from Eric. Eric says, without warning, a guitar flew through the air and struck him smack in the face. According to the lawsuit, Eric's nose was broken in 5 places. He also suffered lacerations to his face, and a guitar string apparently punctured his nose, with a portion lodging inside it. Poor Eric had surgery to fix his schnoz and remove the cord. We can vouch for the veracity, V-E-R-A-C-I-T-Y? Whatever. Of TMZ's report, but we'll likely find out soon enough.
Now, James, you play guitar. How thick of a gauge guitar string would it need to have been to break this guy's nose?
I don't know. I mean, that sounds pretty intense.
It's just a sharp wire. I could see a cut.
I do get scared sometimes. I always think to myself, is this going to snap off and poke me in the eye?
Well, the weird part was, have any of you been seriously injured by like a band... Like, seeing a show?
Not seriously injured, no.
Thank God.
Why am I the only one?
Oh, wait. Well, I mean, not by the band. I mean, I've been kicked in the head from craft surfers or like...
Uh-uh. Well, believe it or not, I was seeing the band Every Time I Die. But anyways, I saw them at Starland, and the guitarist, Jordan Buckley, decided to run out off the stage, jump in the crowd, and the guitar smacked me right in the face. Like, my lips started bleeding. My nose was... almost broken, but I think it was all right in the end. Also, there was, I saw Anti-Flag, and I ended up getting a microphone smacked in my face. So, I don't really have much luck at concerts. I still go. Like, I just saw Danger Kids, as I talked about before, and that was, I think, band number 779, I want to say, that I saw.
Dang.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy, considering that, you know, I've been going to shows for about 10 years. I've seen close to 800 bands live and artists, which is pretty impressive.
Can you imagine if you didn't go to those concerts and saved all that money?
Dan's been to 2 concerts in his whole life.
Well, if you check out my YouTube channel, RCKDRUMM3R, you'd see I have a lot of videos from shows I've been to.
That's rock drummer without any vowels.
Yep.
Plug time. Jimmy James. Plug time. Anything with Stereo Joe, like you mentioned the Hookers and Blow show before. That was the name of the band, right?
Yeah, Hookers and Blow, February 26th. We have the Slackers at the Stanhope House, which is going to be a huge show. Also, December 4th, we are playing at the Clash Bar in Clifton, New Jersey.
That's a fun little venue.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Bob Clash is the owner. He's a great guy.
Is his last name actually Clash?
I don't know. That's what it goes by on Facebook. But he's a great guy, and reach out to him, book some shows there, visit the bar if you can.
Perfect. Dan?
I don't have any local plugs. I just wanted to let everybody know what I'm listening to, two bands. I know John's heard of them, Bullet for My Valentine. Their new EP, Venom, is out. Love it. Some songs not so good, but overall, love the album. And a band that's not around anymore, sadly, sounds like Alexis on Fire, Sent by Ravens. Yep. Awesome band. Got to check them out. If you like Alexis on Fire, check them out. Love those two bands.
Yep. Also, Dan's in the band Dead Tide. Hopefully, they'll be doing some shows pretty soon. But if you want to check them out, Dead Tide Metal on Twitter and YouTube.
Yep. Yep. You can search Dead Tide or a Chrome Celica 00.
That was it, yeah.
And Facebook, obviously, it's just Dead Tide. But I don't know. We should have our first show next weekend, if not the weekend after. But...
Which is very exciting.
Yeah, first week of December, we should. First weekend in December, should have our first show.
And we'll definitely plug the hell out of that. Me personally, I really don't have any plugs. You could follow me on Twitter at John B. O'Connor. Why don't we just plug the Barricade? If you want to find out more about us, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Twitter is at Behind the Cade, CADE. We're also on Instagram, instagram.com/behindthebarricade. We post random photos of me going to shows and other things that the three of us like to do outside of things. So you get a full retrospective of who we are, what we're about, and what we like to do.
And you have John's, Twitter. Mine's, again, rock drummer without a, so the E.
R-C-K-D-R-U-M-M-3-R.
Oh, there is a vowel. Yeah, R-C-K-D-R-U-M-M-3-R. That's... mostly everything, the Twitter, the YouTube, and Instagram and stuff. James, you have any?
Dan, can you spell what this spells? M-T-H-R-F-C-K-R?
No, I don't I don't want to pay attention to that.
No, but...
We're not about negativity here.
Oh, my bad, guys. well, listen, no, what I've been listening to lately is I've been listening to two CDs, Alabama Shakes, their most recent one. It's got a couple of songs on the radio. It's pretty good. I say give it a listen. It sounds like a Janis Joplin cover band, but it's not. But this chick sounds a lot like her, and that's an amazing thing for her. So I'm sorry for all the comparisons. I'm sure she hears that quite often. But they do a great job. They got some good songs. And then the other thing I've been listening to is the most recent Daft Punk album. And I thought that was pretty good. I like a lot of it. I thought there was some really interesting things. Track 3 is pretty cool. You hear this guy talk, and all of a sudden the song kicks in. It's like... reminded me of Pink Floyd, not necessarily the music, but the way Pink Floyd used a lot of talking and a lot of non-musical things in a musical way, which I thought was always pretty interesting. So I definitely say that album was even better than Alabama Shakes.
Was that Random Access Memories, the album?
My friend burned me the disc and just gave it with Daft Punk on it. I didn't see the album name, but he said it was the most recent one.
The one with Get Lucky on there?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That one. And there's another song I heard on there, too, on the radio. I thought it was...
Lose Yourself to Dance?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly. You want to sing that for us, Dan?
Lose Yourself to Dance.
Oh, God.
Lose Yourself to Dance.
There you go. We just sang it for you.
Dan Tao, thank you for that beautiful version.
You're welcome.
I guess what I'm listening to, I'm actually all over the board. I'm actually listening to Zed, the EDM artist. I don't know why, but he has a song called Beautiful Now that's just stuck in my head. It's played on the radio, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I just like the build-up. The lyrics are a little cheesy. Speaking of cheesy lyrics, I also listen to Bring Me the Horizon's new one, That's the Spirit, and it actually has a line saying something about selling your soul to the devil, but he kept the receipt. And I douche chill every time that's been said. It's actually
just cringe.
Yeah, it's in the song Doomed, but the whole album is good. I have no complaints. Also, listening to a lot of Whitechapel. I know Dan loves that band.
Oh. Good musicians. I just can't stand that music.
I don't know, but yeah, I'm basically all over the board. If you follow me on Twitter, another plug, at John B. O'Connor. I'd like to throw some random stuff I'm listening to up there, so you can check that out. And that's about it. Anything else?
Nope.
Check out Stereo Joe on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on SoundCloud.com.
And that's Stereo Joe, Stereo, and then Joe, J-O.
No E at the end.
No E. There you go. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. My name is John O'Connor, and I am with...
Daniel's Howe.
Jimmy James.
And we'll see you later.